Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm always a bit out of sync, Paul Andrews.
You're in the sink.
Out of the sink.
Out of the sink.
When it's, of a bank holiday Monday, and then one has to toddle in on a... the next day, because I'm used to having a Monday at home sort of sorting stuff out.
Yeah.
It sort of puts you out of sync, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Amanda said goodbye to me this morning. She said, what are you doing today?
Oh.
I said, it's Tuesday.
You've done it for 15 years.
Yeah. And she went, oh, yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's all a bit out of sync. And you're fiddling with your knobs. It's putting me
on. I am.
Yeah, but what I was thinking was we've got three bank holidays in May.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to be a shambles by the end of May.
Well, you're a shambles anyway, dear.
Thank
but
you.
But I know, and they reckon that productivity is low in this country, and then they give us every Monday off for a month.
I know. I'm very excited that we've got the lovely Joanna Rawbone in the studio with us, who's going to keep us in check, and you can follow her on the Twitter at Joanna Rawbone. Funnily enough, it's her name. And it's Joanna... Rawbone, R-A-W-B-O-N-E.
She's staggered that you've used your name, Joanna.
I'm so original, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah,
so original.
But it's actually better because people will find you. Mm. And her business is Flourishing Introverts, and she's going to be talking about that later. But because we only have one guest... Mm. We've advised her to chip in whenever she wishes.
Yeah, well, we like the guests to chip in anyway, but, yeah. I mean, it'll be particularly nice to have Joanna join in. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something I've noticed, because Joanna is in the building that we're in, Kent Space, near Ashford. Mm. I've noticed on our floor, Joanna, I don't know about your floor up above, I've noticed the biscuits are not quite as good as on the ground floor.
I never check out the ground floor biscuits.
Well,
but
I do every time I'm
do
in there.
You?
Yeah.
I'm rather liking those digestive-y ones with the little chips of chocolate in there.
I rather like those.
I do.
Yes.
So I don't have a complaint at the moment.
Well, I'll tell you what my complaint is, because I do inspect every Tuesday as I come in. And the biscuits downstairs, they've got more variety, I've noticed. But also, the ones up here, when I go in the cookie jar, as they call it, which also annoys me, because they're not cookies, they're biscuits. And we're not American, we're English. That gets my goat a bit, calling it a cookie jar. But when I go in the biscuit tin, there's a lot of half biscuits. And I'm wondering who's eating the other half and leaving half in.
Well, you see, this is the whole... I'm waiting for you to finish ranting about this. But the most obvious thing here is that everybody's eating the biscuits on the middle floor and no one's eating the biscuits on the ground floor and the third floor. So I wonder what the difference... Oh, yeah, you're based on the middle floor, aren't you?
But I would never be a half biscuit kind of woman.
Would you not?
No, I would always have a whole biscuit. And my new husband does that.
You're not a limp biscuit or half biscuit, half man.
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Unless it's the broken ones, of course. Unless we're
only
slightly discounting and getting the broken ones.
It could well be. And also, of course, downstairs on Gravel, they have filtered water. We don't have filtered water.
No, we don't.
Why don't you just have a bowl of cereal?
Because I don't have cereal.
They got Cheerios and what's the other one there?
I would
golden
love to. Nut cornflakes.
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
I would love to, but yeah. I would get a sugar rush. I can't do that. I'd be bombed out of my brain.
I was going to say bad enough with the caffeine, let alone
exactly.
the sugar.
I came in, I was all a jitter, wasn't I?
You were.
Now, a few things have got my goat. But first of all, just to say that my lovely daughter, Sydney, took me for a little Christmas. It was my Christmas present. To the Savoy Grill.
I saw, and you posted loads of pictures with the pair of you drinking, and everybody, and you kept talking about lunch, but no matter how hard we looked, we couldn't see any food.
I haven't had time to post them yet. We did.
Did you actually eat food?
We did.
It wasn't just a liquid lunch.
No, we did. Okay. But it was quite. It was very full on, and I haven't had time. And then it was bank holiday, and because my new husband was in Nigeria. My daughter stayed with me for 2 days because I only had the dog for company for 5 days, the greyhound. She's not very entertaining. She just sleeps.
No, but you won't let her on the sofa.
No, have you seen the photo of
this
morning? I mean, that's when we tell her to get off. That's the face you get. But anyhow, so Sid took me and it was lovely. And have you been to the Savoy Grill?
I have, but not for a long time,
have
but
you?
I have.
Snap.
I,
Same thing.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I have never been. And it was all sort of 1920s, 1930s deco. And the music was 1930s, I think.
There was a really well-known American actress.
Liz Taylor? Oh, no.
Sorry?
No,
a much older lady. Been in millions of things. Very well-known. I can't think of her name. She's so well-known, I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
And she actually lived in the Savoy.
Oh, well, people did, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They did.
She had a suite on the top floor of the Savoy, and she lived there.
I'd love to have a...
Elaine, her name was American.
It'll come. If Nurse Liz is listening, she might rack her brain. But it was great. I have to say, you know, we go out quite a lot, don't we, you and I, and I'm sure Joanne does. The service was impeccable. The training was just exquisite.
Well, did you not see that documentary about the Savoy?
No, everybody's telling me, and I haven't found it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it on? Channel 4?
I can't remember what channel it was on. It was really good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like the world's best hotels or something? Was it that sort
no,
of
it was ju- it was a documentary specifically about the Savoy Hotel.
Yeah. And it followed different members of staff. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lovely watch, actually.
I'll find it. Yeah, the service was good, and I hadn't got my glasses, and the lighting in the dining room after the cocktails is quite low, so I couldn't read the wine list, of which you had a book. You know.
The best thing about that is not reading the prices of the wine list.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then Sid paid, didn't she?
Sid paid, but it was a voucher that she got for us from her team at work. It was a voucher for two, a meal for two, and I kept trying to chip in, and she wouldn't let me. But I didn't have my glasses, so I was squinting away and I was going, how much is that? You know, some of them are like £500-600, whatever.
Yeah.
But I plumped for a very nice New Zealand wine, which was very, very good. But the cocktails were great because they weren't, I'll print them out later, I'll tweet them out later. They weren't names you'd know, so they weren't your Harvey Wallbangers and your, you know, porn star martinis and things. Oh, Elaine Stritch.
That's her. Who told you that?
Nurse Liz, of course.
Nurse Liz. Well done, Liz. Oh. Yes. Elaine Stritch. You're absolutely right.
What
well done.
What would we do without our American?
I know.
She was quite a fearsome looking woman from memory.
Yeah,
she was,
yeah.
I'm trying to think what she was in because I know the name.
Oh, everything.
Well.
She was in so many things.
She was in a comedy, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was fierce, you're right. She
yeah.
was. Nurse Liz will tell us now. She'll be thinking. Mm. But the waiter was listening to our conversation in the cocktail bit at the top. Mm. So you go up the stairs and there's the cocktail lounge with all frame prints of famous actors that have been there. There's Terence Stamp and Liz Taylor and all them. And he heard me saying, oh, I like this, I like this. He said, what do you like, madame? And I said, well, I don't want something too sweet. I kind of like this. I like a bit of fruit. Da, da, da. And he came up with two perfect for Sid, my daughter, who likes something obviously a bit more sweet because she's younger. Two lovely cocktails, and I can't remember what they were because they were so good.
They might have been bespoke for you. They might not have been even on the menu.
Possibly. And then I had steak tartare, and she had a little cod thing with a velouté.
Was it nice?
It was all good. And we shared, so we nibble. I always nibble. We had a taste of each other's.
You have to watch these London establishments, don't you? A million years ago, in fact, 30 years ago, I took a client to Corney and Barrow's wine bar in just off Ludgate Hill.
Yeah.
And we had a Ploughman's for lunch. And when I was looking at the menu, I mean, bearing in mind, this is what, 1989, 90 time, yeah?
Yeah.
The Ploughman's were 20 quid each, yeah? And you're going, blimey, that's a bit, you know, when you were paying a pound for a sandwich normally, it was 20 quid, right? When the bill came, it was 180 quid, right? And I hadn't realised that the client I was with had ordered two glasses of port to go with his. And when I looked, he'd ordered some vintage port that was like 50 quid a glass.
This is the trouble. And, you know, you kind of want normal people to experience this kind of dining, don't you? I know Michel Roux Jr., who loves me, of course, darling.
Of course he does, yeah.
So he's been on my superior show, this Golf and Quaff show, a couple of times. And he... I interviewed him for Share Radio, which is no longer broadcasting.
Yeah, nothing, it was something you said, wasn't
nothing
it?
Nothing to do with it. And after I interviewed him, I went down to eat with... Well, I was supposed to be with my sound crew, but they had to go back to the studio, so I went with my ex old husband, Mahmoud.
Which one?
Mahmoud.
All right.
Because he was living in Baker Street.
Husband number one?
Number one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The Egyptian. So I said to him, look, I'm here and I've got a table for two, which Michelle Ruse got for me, because he was all booked and he found me a little table. I said, could you join me? Because the new husband's dressed as a tiger.
as you would be.
Yeah, he was at a charity gig dressed as a tiger, so he couldn't come. So Mahmoud came and we had this amazing meal at Michelle Ruse. And, of course, they kept topping me up with jerobooms and things. And I said to him, God, I don't know how much the bill's going to be. And then we had three puddings because we were absolutely ratted. So we tried everything. And then the cheese trolley comes around. And Michelle Ruse, his cheese trolley is huge, you know, old-fashioned, wheelless. It's like a hospital trolley, you know. It's just huge. So we had that as well. And then I said, we may have the bill. I was trembling. And, the maitre d' said, there is no bill, madame. That's how much
picked it up for
so
us.
What you say, I have two bottles of this.
But, you know, that bill would have been $600-700 easily. Yeah. Mm. And you know, it's really nice that chefs are doing the sort of, it was a taster menu there. Mm. So it was kind of manageable for the normal person. And you can get these sort of vouchers on, I think, Virgin as treats, you know, Virgin
Experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, experience. Yeah. So it was a present for Sid from her work team.
And you had a nice time.
We had a very nice time. And later on, I will tweet.
And did you have a big gossip?
Oh, we had a good gossip, right. Yeah. And then we came back on the train, and then she stayed the night for me for two nights.
Oh, nice.
And then she sort of morphed into my new husband on Friday, because she wore his jacket when we took the dog for a walk. And then she said, I said, well, we normally have a Friday night. We normally walk into it, so we'll have a little gin and tonic at the harbour, and then we walk home and have a kebab. So she just turned into sort of my new husband, really.
Right.
She just said, oh, well, all right, we'll do
what
that.
What kebab did you have?
We have the chicken one with, you know, coleslaw and
sheesh or the elephant leg one.
No, not the elephant leg. That's not chicken, is it? That's lamb.
No, but they do a chicken one like that as well, don't they? Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah,
I've never seen
have you not?
A chicken with a leg like that.
Yeah, no,
it's a fat leg. Perhaps it's got cellulitis.
Yeah, it probably has. No, most kebab shops do a lamb and a chicken one now, but lamb sheesh.
Chicken chunks.
Yeah, that's lamb sheesh.
And we shared one, which is very healthy, isn't it? If you don't have
Actually, I had a chicken sheesh kebab on Friday. We also have a kebab on Friday.
We do as well. Have fun.
Yeah. And a chicken sheesh is actually not bad. It's quite low calorie and it's not got a lot of fat in it because it's chicken.
Yeah.
Basically, just chicken and salad and a bit of bread.
Yeah.
The bread's the worst bit.
Yeah, but it's only pita. It's pita bread, is it?
Just to show how sad I am, the chicken's 200 calories and the pita bread's 300.
You're not counting.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Then he jogs around the block.
We
shared it and we had hummus and they do a coleslaw. Mm. Which is now called slaw, I noticed. Everybody calls it slaw.
Slaw, yeah.
They drop the coal, I never know why. Yeah. I think it's Jamie Oliver.
Well, coal's not allowed, is it? It's a fossil fuel. You can't have coal anymore.
Oh.
So people are going around, I haven't got coal.
That reminds me.
Just got slaw.
While we're talking about coal, I was, when our last guest said they couldn't come at the last minute, I called our friend Bob Beatty.
Mm.
And I said, do you want to come in and talk about heat pumps and things? Because, you know. And he says, I'd love to, Jules. He sent me lots of pictures. He said, but again, every time you ask me, he said, I'm on site at ACTA, AXA, in Tunbridge Wells, with my engineers commissioning two very large heat pumps as attached. I'll tweet out the photo in a minute. Mm. He said, I'd love to have done it, but I'm on site Tuesday and Wednesday all day with a little sad face.
Mm.
And he said, the machines will produce 848 kilowatts of cooling and 1,126 kilowatts of heat.
Wow.
By the way. So, you know, I'm really struggling with my indoor pool because, as you know, it's heated with a boiler and it's constant. And I swim most days for half an hour.
Mm.
And because I've got a metal knee, as you know, Joanna, so little titanium knee. So it's really good for me to do backstroke. And we haven't had any central heating on. We've just had a wood burner. But our bills are still 700 because of the swimming pool, because it's eating.
Wow.
And I phoned my pool guy and said, I need to do something about this. I can't, you know, we can't keep doing this. And he said it's going to kill the pool industry, you know, the heating of pools. And you have got a little Chinese thing.
I've got a heat pump.
Yeah, but are your bills, do you heat yours in winter?
No.
Oh, so you turn it off in winter?
I turn it off in the winter and then I heat it at the beginning of the summer. But it's extortionate. Don't fall for it. Oh. Heat pumps are extortionate to run. Not as dear as gas, but it's still extortionate. The problem, I've just been arguing with some idiot on Twitter about this as well. The problem is the Ofgem algorithm that they use.
Yeah.
No matter where you get, I'm supposed to have renewable energy from Octopus. And the problem is, I had a go at Greg Jackson, who's the CEO of Octopus, and I went, you tell me it's 100% green, yet I'm paying £1,000 a month. Yeah, why? And he went, yeah, you're absolutely right, Paul. We have to bill you on a half-hourly basis against what the most expensive form of energy is, which is gas. So your renewables are billed as if they were gas.
Why the most expensive?
At a price.
Huh? Why the most expensive?
Because that's what Ofgem set the rules at. Yeah, it's government nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I have a heat pump. I have an air source heat pump. My Chinese one broke. I threw that away.
Oh, well, that was what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You used to have a Chinese thing.
It was a heat pump. Chinese heat pump, and it broke after... it had a three-year warranty, and it broke after 3 years and 1 month. So I threw it away and bought a more expensive one that's a bit more robust. And I have to say that the newer heat pump is much, much better.
The old
heat pump took a week. I see my pool's outside as well. Yours is indoors.
Yeah.
My pool is outside. And it took a week to heat it up. The new heat pump will heat it up in 24 hours.
But the thing is that not only do I have to heat my pool, I also have two great big industrial fans to stop the condensation.
Yeah,
so that's electric, and they just kick in.
Yeah.
So I've been opening the doors to save putting the fans on and turn the fans off. But then, of course, when I open the doors, that's cooling the pool down.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the boiler is chugging away.
Why don't you just go and swim in the sea?
Because... there's sewage in the sea every day. I swam in the sea all last summer. I really toned up, actually. It was really good for me. I just go breaker to breaker, boom, 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 you know, doing my lengths. But it's full of sewage.
Mm.
I mean, I see the sewage on every walk.
I got, over the weekend, I got an email from a market research company that said, you've been selected to take part in a survey of Southern Water's planning. Yeah. Right, hold on.
Yeah.
We'd like you to take part in this, and we're prepared to pay you £150. And I'm thinking, this is a scam, but I checked it out, it wasn't. But it's a three-hour Zoom call today, this afternoon.
Really? So, are you going to do it?
What? Am I going to do it? Does it look like it?
No.
Why? Because I'm here.
Oh, you said this afternoon.
So I emailed them, and I said, I can't do it because I'm on the radio, but I'll save you £150 and give you my opinion anyway. What they need to do is stop dumping sewage in the sea and the rivers. Thank you. And to build more reservoirs.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah.
Where are we on the Sturry Reservoir? Because it come and go.
I heard it was going to be built. It's been, 25 years?
Must be.
But I've never squelched so much as on these walks with the dog.
The problem with Sturry was the Stop Marsh marches. That was the problem. It was all delayed, and all the building in Canterbury came to a halt because there's no way that there's anywhere to get rid of water or put new water in or all the rest of it. The agreement that they came to eventually is they've allowed each of the business developers to build their own pumping stations.
Oh, build their own pumping stations?
Yeah.
But the thing is, you saw me trying to cut my grass because it is literally, I don't know about where you live, but it's literally rained every day. And my grass was that tall. That works on radio.
It does. I'll describe this for you, listener. It was at least a foot tall.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's not like a man 6 inches, that.
And was it wet?
Or 8 inches or 12 inches.
Was it wet?
It was absolutely sodden.
And you tried to cut it with a lawnmower.
We have a greyhound, so the poo was getting hidden, you know. So then you walk out to put your washing on the line and whoops. So I said, it's got to be done. And literally, it normally takes me 20 minutes to mow that lawn. It's not a big garden. But because it was so wet, it was getting all wound round my thing, my blades.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But first,
you could have popped round to help me. I thought the least I kept showing you pictures. What, I waited for a little knock on the door
to pop round to cut your grass.
You've got a ride on, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Oh, you used to have a rat.
I used to have, but I haven't anymore.
What have you done now? Just got down Juvie?
I've just got a push, you know, a normal mower,
well,
petrol mower.
Take you days.
It doesn't take me any time at all. I don't do it. Dan does it.
Yeah. Well, I would have Dan more, but I quite like mowing the lawn. I anything outdoors. Mm-hmm. And don't you find, Joanna, that women's jobs are always indoors? My husband's always pottering, you know, doing stuff with a fish pond.
Right.
Oh, you know that a seagull came in and ate three of our fish.
Well, you can talk about that in a minute.
I'm trying
to play the cheesy tunage, aren't I?
You have plenty of time today.
I'm trying to play the cheesy tunage.
Well, I know it.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not playing Liquid Lunch by Caro Emerald.
Well, I did think of that, but I chose this. Go on. It's Tom Jones.
Is it? Green, green grass of home.
Of course it is.
Looks the same. Oh, I love this song. Quite sad. Very down, good.
Did you see what I did there?
My mower.
Yeah.
It could be the green, green wet grass.
He didn't do a version of that.
Was my mama very clever. And Papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the pain it's cracked and dry, and there's that old, old tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of golden lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Does your business have great customer service? Are you a successful small or large business? Are you creative or innovative? Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout them out. So what's stopping you? Enter the Kent Business Awards now. Get your easy-to-complete application form from businessawardskent.co.uk.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back. That was Tom Jones, the green, green grass at home, how not to use an electric lawnmower when your grass is a foot tall and wet and hiding dog poo.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you told me to go and buy a new lawnmower, but our lawnmower is really good. It's quite a well-known make. You should have
scythed it.
I tried. Well, not scythed, but I got some of those shear things to try and get the top off.
A strimmer.
I tried everything. I haven't got a strimmer.
You get a strimmer.
But that would have been driving out, and I don't like driving at the weekends. I like to have a break. driving. I find it very stressful driving.
Michael Park Surveyors have tweeted, have a good morning, and of course he's in South Africa. Good morning to the Business Bunker team. Have a great show today. Thank you.
Oh, she's probably got little rock dasses in her garden.
Yeah.
You know little rock dasses?
No, go on.
Little rock dasses. They look like sort of great big guinea pig things that they have out there. Well, she might have, you know, have a little South African Cape penguin in her garden. And I bet she's got some lovely fruits as well. Probably Bob Beater sent us some pictures of these big boys. But you see, this is all very well, but you couldn't have that in your garden, Paul Andrews, could you? Look.
Right.
Look, you couldn't have that in your backyard.
No, that's an industrial one, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, to heat a pool, what would I need? Or if I wanted to heat the house, I'd need a big thing.
No, not that big.
I've got three floors. I've got three boilers.
Hold on. Are you trying to heat the house or heat the pool?
Both.
You're not going to do one with the same one.
No.
Otherwise, it would be massive.
But I've got three boilers, you see, so idea would be to replace them all.
Yeah, you have a heat pump for the pool and a heat pump for the house.
Yeah, so yeah. Two of those.
No, they're not that size.
What size is yours?
It's tiny.
Get Bob to come round and give you a quote.
Well, yeah. I am going to. I have been talking to him, and also I've got a quote for solar panels on my roof. That's everybody needs to get solar panels on their roof.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that as well. Shall I read something, or do you want
to? In a minute, I just want to try and catch up. We've got dozens of tweets, and we haven't done any of them yet.
No,
so,
I know. I blame Joanna.
Yeah, Catherine at Booker Wyatt has said hello. Have a good show on the Business Monkey Show, so thank you, Catherine. Mr. Rantbottom has had a right rant. He owns Motastic, the mowing company.
Yeah.
And he's been very funny about, funny ha-ha about some of the things he's doing with lawnmowers.
I'm going to find him.
Yeah, he says, yours is an old Mountfield. They don't make them like that anymore, he says.
Is that yours?
No, yours.
Oh, mine?
Yeah. He says you need a nice new RTK robot mower.
What, does it itself?
Yeah.
It'll just smear the dog poo around, though, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. You need a nice new RTK robot mower that will keep it down and you will never have to cut the lawn again.
Hold on. Why aren't these on my Twitter?
I don't know, but I'm trying to finish reading the tweet and you keep interrupting and spoiling the flow of it.
Oh, go on. I'll just have
I can't now. It's spoiled the flow.
Oh, don't get grumpy.
He said, we run the business with five llamas.
That's what I need. I need a llama.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to try and look for his. But, yeah, so he knows what my mower is. He could see just from that little faded photo.
Yeah,
because it is a really good. And I bought it probably, if you're listening, Mr. Rantbottom, probably about 10 years ago. And it is really good.
He just told you it's old.
And but it was great.
Yeah, but it's old.
Just my grass. Well, yeah, I don't mind old if it works.
My nan was great, but she's old as well.
We're old, but we're great.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you know what? The way I brutally treated it, because I was getting a bit ratty by the end of it, I was shaking it.
I saw it. You turned it over as well.
Yeah, because it was cutting out, and I was taking my life in my hands. I was twiddling the brake.
Sticking your hand in there while it was going round.
Yeah, and it says, don't touch while it's plugged in. I was like, bloody hell. You know, and I'm going to do this if it kills me. And actually, the grass looks awful because it's so wet. It's just chewed.
Mm.
So it's like tough. But you didn't really get to the bottom of this seagull that massacred three of our goldfish.
We're going to do that in a minute. I'm trying to read these. You keep changing the subject.
Do your thing.
What's the matter with you?
Gemini.
Two-faced. Steph Young's been on.
What's she saying?
She says, Paul, we would, as always, love a good old Business Bunker shout-out. We will try our very best to tune in. They're having electrical problems as well. It's being rationed where they are.
Where are they then? 10 hours.
It's rationed.
10 hours.
Yeah.
That's
South
Africa. All right.
Yeah. Michael Parks of Ailes has been on again. Paul and Jules, we love the Business Bunker show, and we'd love a shout-out, please. So consider yourself shouted out. Michael Parks of Ailes, all things commercial property based on the Medway City Estate over there in Rochester, covering the southeast of England. Follow them on the Twitter at MPSL.
And Bob Beattie is chipping in. He says, because I said, would those big boys, you know, fit in a domestic. He says, you'd have different equipment. These big beasts are heating and cooling a whole business, whereas domestically you only need a small unit. Mm. What you said, Paul Anderson.
It's what I said.
And he's put a lovely diagram of a little house So I will get him round. I'll get him round plying with wine and just see what he says.
Wayne Cunnington, your mate's been on as well.
Oh, what's he saying?
He said, I'll be listening to my Business Bunker Fix to hear Jules give us the latest, as well as Paul managing to start the show later. He said, you can't beat a bit of banter. Oh, that's true.
Lovely. I still can't find Mr. Rambottom, so I have to keep looking.
It's annoying. I'll find it for you in a minute.
Did you know that there's an event that's been scheduled in the school's 30-30 programme, which is what you're part of, aren't you?
Yep.
And it's at the Y School in Ashford.
Yep.
And it's on May the 10th. Yep. That's next Wednesday, I believe.
It is,
Wednesday week. One of my gardening friends said she was going to come round next Wednesday, right? So I said, because I always trick people on this, because I know people are very vague about that. So I said, you mean Wednesday the 3rd of May? And she said, no, the 10th. I said, oh, Wednesday week. It really annoys me.
It's a bit like Oxford commas.
Yeah.
There's that some people think that the next day is the one after next.
Yeah.
And some people, like me, think it's the one that's due coming along, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
So next Wednesday would be tomorrow.
Yes.
But Amanda and people like that go, no, it's Wednesday after.
No, that's Wednesday week.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say it's Wednesday week. No, it's the next Wednesday.
Do you think it's a generational thing?
No, I think it's like an Oxford comma. There's no definitive answer. And some
really
people think it's one and some people think it's
the
other.
So I would have been waiting for it to come on the 3rd.
I always use the date.
I always go,
it's the 10th. Anyway, finish reading my email.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing. Thank you for reminding me.
Because it's important. I need people.
So we need people for the new next scheduled Schools 30-30 programme. It's at the Y School, that's W-Y-E, school in Ashford in Kent. The date and time is May the 10th, as I was saying, so that's Wednesday week. Mm. So not mañana, but Wednesday week, 11 to 1.30. And it's at Y School Kemp Centre. Is that strange typing there?
Yeah, there should be a space in between.
Okay.
It's the Y School at the Kemp Centre.
Thank you very much. And the little sat-nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 25, 5, E for Egbert and J for Jupiter. And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30 to find out more. So details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30. But that is on Wednesday, next Wednesday week, May the 10th, 11 to 1:30.
It's great fun, and we'd like people to join us. What we do is we invite up to 30 business owners or managers or people in organisations to come along and talk to 30 or 40 A-level students about the world of work in their industries. And we do it in a speed networking format, where you get to speak to groups of students and tell them about what it's like to work in your industry and, more importantly, what skills and attitudes you want. And then they tell you what they're looking for in terms of what qualifications they're doing, whether they want to go to university or apprenticeships, and what kind of things they like to work in. It's great fun. There's some free refreshments provided. If you'd like to come along, we'd love to have you join us on the 10th of May at the Y School between Ashford and Canterbury.
That's really important.
Yeah, because my husband and I were talking about the fact that we didn't have good careers advice when we left school, and there's still not enough in terms of there are roles that you have no idea about.
Exactly,
it's such an important thing to do.
Exactly. I mean, the schools now have careers teachers and enterprise advisors, but again, it's difficult to keep up. You know, the pace of change is such. Yeah. That's why we do this. As it happens, the reason that it's very popular with schools is there's a thing called the Gatsby tests, which every school has to conform with. And it's a number of levels and things they have to do. And one of the things they have to do is make contact with local employers. It's the second level of the Gatsby, and of course this fulfills all of that in one go. And they build relationships with local employers. It's a great event. We've had 2,800 students through it so far. Obviously we had a hiatus while the COVID panic was on and we couldn't do it anymore, but we restarted in January. We've done 3 schools now. There's 3 more planned for the rest of the year, but the next one's in Y, and it will be lovely to have anyone that wants to join us.
Get in touch, and you can just DM Paul Andrews.
Or email me, hello@bizradio.co.uk, yeah, and ask for more details or say that you want to come along. I'd love to have you join us on
it. Exactly. Or DM him on at Vanilla Web. And yeah, Paragon Drones have, I was going to say groans. Paragon Drones have called in on Twitter, and they are propelling drone services to higher levels through excellence, harmonising drones and businesses by creating value and exceeding expectation. You can find them on paragondrones.co.uk. So give them a little follow as well.
Casey Canine has been on. Hi, Paul. How about a shout out for a very patient greyhound still waiting to meet the apple of his eye?
That's the greyhound, my greyhound. Yep. She's lounging on the sofa. So.
And Tracy Ferguson, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin. Hi, Paul and Jules. And your fabulous guest, Joanna. I'm out this afternoon, so look forward to catching up with Business Bunker Banter and Biz Chat on the replay later. Have a great show. Well, thank you, Tracy.
And Nurse Liz J, who's in Pennsylvania, says she's asking you about Elaine Stritch. She says West End or Broadway. So I guess that would be the West End. I don't know what she's alluding to.
We were saying what's she been in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Liz is saying, do you want to know what she's been in the West End on Broadway? Because she's done both.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's good.
And she's been in films. But wasn't she in, she was in that...
like a comedy sitcom.
It was with three old ladies. I can't remember what it was called.
You're not thinking of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, I probably am, but she wasn't
she
in
wasn't
that,
in
was
that.
She?
No. But she would have been good in that.
Yeah, she would have been. Yeah, see, we didn't get to cast her.
No.
If Joanna and I had cast the Golden Girls, we would have put Elaine Stritch in there straight away.
Yeah.
Life in Cash, number one private online storage service, helping you to get organised and make the most of every day. So give them a follow on Twitter, Life in Cash.
And
that's cash, C-A-C-H-E, not money.
Cachet.
No.
And Stuart has said, how are we, Jules? Means alluding to me. What do you think will happen regarding the signing over of our sovereignty to the WHO, the World Health Organization? Can it be stopped? I hope you're getting better. So thank you for that. He's a new listener. He is Stuart 1524973.
Oh, that's a strange surname.
He's from Essex.
Yeah. He's what?
He's from Essex.
He's from Essex,
yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Kim Stevens, Karen Kent, I'd love a Business Bunker shout out. Here's our contact details. If you're looking for a care role or in need of care for yourself or a loved one, get in touch with our friendly team. You can do that by calling them on 01233 619530. That's Ashford, or Folkestone 01303 769486. Or you can email them info@caringkent.co.uk.
Hello, Kim. It's Joe. Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
And we've got the Business Terrace, NatWest. Oh, you know, my Lloyds went down last week.
Two or three of the banks had problems over the weekend.
Yeah, and I was...
You know why it is?
Why?
Well, because it's a bank holiday weekend, they all take the time to do system upgrades because they think they've got 3 days.
And they always go wrong.
And they always go wrong because they never do it properly.
I know. It's my dread when the our IT person says, I'm going to do it over the weekend because it's always a shambles. Not that he's... Not
change management, it's called, lads.
Yes.
And they don't do it properly.
Don't do it.
Still.
So I was getting all these texts while the new husband was in Nigeria saying, you know, you're over your overdraft limit because our salaries hadn't come in. Because of, you know, they tried to pay our salaries, but it wouldn't go through.
Oh, of course, it was the end and the beginning of the month as well, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Business Terrace, this is NatWest Business Builder at the Business Terrace. The next session in the Business Builder series from NatWest Building a Resilient Business. It's a workshop, and they're going to consider how to develop and manage a risk appetite within your business, how to regularly manage your processes and operations to remain resilient, how to set clear, resilient targets to strengthen your business model now for the future. It's the third event, they say, in a series of Business Builder events hosted by NatWest at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. So the next one is on Wednesday the 7th of June at 10:30 a.m. at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, as I said. Refreshments are included. Details on www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
Fantastic. Thank you. CARM, C-A-R-M, are looking for volunteers. You can help. CARM is a local charity making a difference to the lives of lonely people based on Romney Marsh. It's a local charity, and they help people facing loneliness and difficult transport issues out on the marsh. Expenses, training and support provided, and the organisation CALM stands for Caring All Together on Romney Marsh. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a volunteer for them, you can do that by calling them on 01233 758 122 or email office at CALM, C-A-R-M, romneymarsh.org.uk, CALM, romneymarsh.org.uk.
Seven Oaks Chamber have something. They're saying lots of things happening on the 10th of May. Next in-person meeting for Swanley-focused businesses to be held at We Are Beams, B-E-A-M for mother S. The team will talk about fundraising activities and events, and we'll get to see their brand new garden. Following 2 years of fundraising, the new garden for disabled children and their families is now open. So that's brilliant news. With help from the community, businesses and grants, they've been able to transform the once run-down and shabby garden into a completely inclusive environment. Entry is free for chamber members, and guests can join for £15. And that's the We Are Beams opening on the 10th of May, and the next in-person meeting for Swanley-focused businesses there.
Cool. East Sussex author Miriam McGurk's highly anticipated novel, Second Chances, was published on the 25th of April. It's published by US publisher The Publishing Circle, with Linda Sterling at the helm. It's a touching tale that takes us on a journey from India to Kent, following the intertwined lives of the residents who live on the same road. A poignant, multi-generational tale of connections and community, showcasing the unbreakable human spirit and hope that can come from taking a leap of faith. Miriam was born in Dublin. There's been a constant thread of writing and storytelling running through her life. Thrice published, she proudly nurtures her ability to tell stories thanks to her Irish heritage. And Miriam says it's been an incredible journey bringing these characters and their world to life. Reading opens windows to a world of learning, sharing, growing and perhaps changing, grabbing new opportunities and second chances. So Second Chances is available to order on Amazon, on hardback, large print, paperback and ebook. And if you go to www.miriammcgurk.com, you can find the book there. That's Miriam McGurk, M-C-G-U-I-R-K. Facebook page is Miriam McGurk Author, and she's on Twitter at Miriam_McGurk. So do check that out.
And Tunbridge have a networking. It's on the third Thursdays in Tunbridge. It's held at the Merriworth Winery on May the 18th, and they ask you to come wearing blue.
You pronounce that properly.
What?
Merriworth.
Oh, did I?
I was gearing myself up for Mearworth. You to call it Mearworth.
I could do.
And you didn't.
No, I don't know why I did. I must be slacking or something. During mental
or
health.
Or learning.
Merriworth.
Merriworth. Yeah. You're right. It's Merriworth.
Merriworth would have been fine though, wouldn't it?
No. It's Merriworth and you got it right. First time. Don't spoil it.
Well, it is a winery. So
true.
During Mental Health Awareness Week, West Kent Mind, one of our chosen charities for 2023, are asking everyone to dig out your favourite blue T-shirt, pull on your blue jeans, slip on some natty blue socks and join us in wearing blue. Mental Health Awareness Week is a chance for all of us to be more open about mental health and to talk, to listen and to support each other. The meeting is sponsored by Finwell, who offer financial wellbeing services through education, guidance, training and support. Members can attend for free and guests are welcome for a £15 entrance fee. As usual, all details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Put a little slash and go onto the calendar.
Fantastic. Dan Holbert helps business owners gain clarity on their goals, boost confidence in their actions and ultimately take control of their lives. Dan understands how important it is to have guidance and encouragement in business, and he's never had this support when he first started up. So he says, what would be an inspirational goal for you? What are you doing that's getting in the way of your goals? What steps could you take? When will you do it? I can help. Dan has got 12 years running his own businesses in construction, property and education, 17 years business and property networking, including running his own for 4 years, 11 years in property investment and development for himself and others, and 20 years of practical experience in the building industry, contracting and consulting, working towards his senior level 7 ILM executive coaching qualification. People Dan works with are startups or looking to start on a business, solopreneurs and small business owners, property investors and developers. If you'd like to find out more, you can call Dan on 01322 470926. That's 01322 470926, or you can email him at info@danholbert.com, or you can check his website, Dan Holbert, d-a-n-h-u-l-b-e-r-t, danholbert.com. check it out.
And have your say on design and sustainability in new developments. Maidstone Borough Council is consulting on the further development of the Council's Design and Sustainability Development Plan. It's a document that's out, and they're encouraging residents and businesses and stakeholders to have their say. The new plan will help embed good design and sustainability as a core element of a new development in the borough. Of new development, not one, just one, but it's new development, so it must be lots. So Philip Coyne is the interim local plan director, and he says the council is determined that high quality design, an ever improving public realm and a constant commitment to sustainable development should underpin all growth in the borough. So if you want to find out more, there's a consultation, and it's open, and it closes on the 12th of June, and you can go to maidstone.objective.co.uk/portal. I would say put solar panels on existing buildings instead of stupid solar factories that they're building on green spaces. But that's probably too simple.
Yeah, I've been looking at solar panels. They're quite expensive, aren't they?
They are very expensive.
Especially with battery storage.
Well, the trouble is, when you're our age, you're not going to get the benefit, are you? Because it takes a good 20 years.
I'm going to live forever.
Oh, well, we might. Yeah, we could.
I've already decided.
I had a little message.
I'm immortal.
Thank you, God. I had a little message from who was it that was on our show? Come on,
when
with my lovely oils, the natural oils that I put my frankincense.
And was it Alison?
Alison, yeah. Yes. Bartolo.
Bartolo, Italian. Yeah.
So she sent me. She invited me. I can't go to Maidstone; it's too far for me. But she's running a lovely introduction on her famous oils, doTERRA.
Frankincense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember I put it on my?
Yeah, I did. And you.
It worked in a jiffy.
And you were taken up in the rapture or something, weren't you? As soon as you put it on.
Yeah. Frankincense, myrrh. Yeah. Good enough for baby Jesus.
Yeah. And you're sitting there waiting for the gold, and it never turned up.
Yeah, no, exactly. It didn't. But I actually bought the introduction of the first lot of oils
from her.
Oh, we'll have to have gossip about it after. So she's doing a, because I've got them in the thing, but I don't know what to do with them. I read the book, but I'm more into medicinal rather than.
Well, drink it then.
You know. Yeah, you can drink some of them, you know, and you can add it to your things. But she told me about another book to get if you're more into the medicinal, because I had a very bad AstraZeneca temple pain on air, and Alison Bartolo was in the studio, and she gave me a little bit of frankincense to rub on my temple, and it went. It was gobsmacking.
Mm.
So I spent quite a lot of money getting the first bit, because they're not cheap.
No, they're not.
But I was really impressed. I'm very excited. But anyway, she's running this introduction to oils class in Maidstone. It's on Tuesday the 16th, and it's in the evening. She just sent this to me, so it's kind of if you're free sort of thing. And she's running through the basics on how to use and the top 10 that I've bought in the starter pack. So there is a link, and she sent me a Bitly link, so I'm just going to see if I can. I'll tweet it out, because it's an Eventbrite, and that won't really work on radio. Ooh, no, I can't do. Oh, here we are. Plant-based healthcare. Healthy munchkins. So I don't really know how to do that link, but if you go on to look, it's just saying it's a Bitly link, and it's going, let's get started, continue with Apple. I could go on forever, continue with Facebook. I'll try. No, it wants me to Eventbrite and all that. Anyway, it is on. If you want to contact her, she is on the Twitter, and she's actually her name on Twitter, Alison Bartolo, I believe it is. I'm just looking.
Bartolo.
Yeah. So contact her, or contact me, and I'll put you through to her. But she is on Twitter. Here she is. It is her name, Alison Bartolo, B-A-R-T-O-L-O, as Paul Andrews said. And, that's another one there.
This is fascinating, Radio Jules.
It's not helpful when you're looking at it and saying it's not.
No, because I wonder if she's got a little underscore in it. Because there's another Alison who looks like an imposter.
Oh.
Anyway, I'll find out and let you know after the news. But anyway, just DM me or Paul Andrews and we'll put you through to Alison Bartolo.
Absolutely. Plans to bring nuclear power back to Dungeness have moved a step closer after two local councils revealed plans to press the government to include the Romney Marsh site in a list of possible power stations. Documents for the cabinet meeting of Folkestone and Hythe District Council on April 20th show discussions have already begun with Rolls-Royce, who makes small modular reactors, and EDF, who provide advanced modular reactors. Along with Kent County Council, Folkestone and Hythe District Council has also been talking to Natural England and the Nuclear Industry Authority. The papers say the councils are bringing forward a proposition for Dungeness to generate power as quickly as possible. It's about time. They've wasted 20 years on this. Get on with it.
Yes, exactly. We're all freezing and desperate. I'm trying to find her Twitter. It's annoying me, but I'll find it. I've got her WhatsApp if anybody wants it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you read something and I'll find her Twitter.
Yeah. It might have an underscore.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an imposter that only had 3 followers. But it might be her, I don't know. Seven Oaks Chamber. Have I read that? No. So it's on the 3rd of May, which is mañana, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's their first Wednesday networking meeting, and it's hosted at Red Libbets Golf Club. Red Libbets, I've never heard of that. What an unusual name.
It's a golf club. I've been there. I did a talk there once.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Four and...
No, only one.
Thackeray Williams Solicitors are sponsoring it. They've got Stuart Ruff, RUFF. He's the family partner, and he'll be talking about no-fault divorce, Paul Andrews.
Uh-huh.
That would have been good for me a few years ago. I lost everything with a misanthropy. Oh, yes, anyway, that's a long story. You'd have to
She's still waffly today, and she's waffling about nothing. Just read the damn thing.
You know why?
I have no idea
because
why.
Because I hit my head on a really... on my sofa that the dog's on now.
You hit your head on the sofa?
Above it, I've got a huge mirror. It's like massive mirror.
Right.
And I was next to my new husband, and I hoiked myself back on the sofa and hit my head on the bottom of this big, huge wooden mirror. And I got a great big egg on my head.
Right.
And I had to sit with a packet of frozen fruits on my head for about half an hour.
Frozen what?
Fruits.
Fruits. Everybody else uses peas. What are you frozen fruits? Talk about middle
fruits,
class.
Fruits of the forest.
I've got some fruits of the forest.
It was blueberries and strawberries. So I was watching a film, Luther, the new Luther film, and I had a great big egg and I had to sit with frozen fruits and forest.
It's gone now.
Yeah. No, but then the next day I felt really, I had concussion.
Did you?
So I felt very woozy and very tired, and I looked it up. It was concussion.
Right.
And today I don't feel, I feel a bit woozy, but how I counteracted the wooziness... by eating lots of chocolate biscuits because the sugar.
Oh, well, of course. Why didn't we think of that?
So,
right, anyway, to dig you out of a hole, here is Alison Bartolo's Twitter handle.
What is it?
It's Bartolo Alison.
Oh, well, that's why. It was the wrong way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you the other one was an imposter. So Bartolo Alison. Okay, cool. Thank you for that, for digging me out the hole. Anyway, this Seven Oaks Chamber, it's on the 3rd of May. It's sponsored by Thackeray Williams Solicitors, and it's at Red Libbets Golf Club, and it's got the Stuart Ruff who's talking. He's not at all rough, I'm sure. He's the family partner, so he can't be rough. And he's talking about no-fault divorce, which is now a year on, and what it used to be and what it is now, and the impact of removing fault from the process. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
He'll also get in touch on the potential pitfalls for those who plan to DIY their divorce and what invariably gets missed. Entry is free for chamber members and guests can join us for £15. I used to try and drag my old husband, the middle one, to, what's it called, mediation, which would have been really great. And he went once and he was furious all the way through. And she was kind of siding with me a bit, which I can't blame her because I was right and he was wrong.
That's not how it's supposed to work, is it?
He got in such a fury that he said, right, I'm giving you 25 grand now, which was my deposit on the house that we bought together.
And he went to the cash point and just withdrew £25, shoved it in my handbag, and that's all I ever got. And we had an £8 million house that I did up. It's a very long story. You'd have to take me out.
I bought a book on do-it-yourself divorce when I was 22 and did it myself for 35 quid.
Right.
So, wow.
Yeah,
I wasn't very good, and I broke my leg in the middle and had a baby, and it all got very good.
Yeah, I was fortunate. We had no children, no ties, so yeah. It was very easy actually in those days.
Mine was a mishmash.
It's normally when you have children involved that it becomes complicated.
It was very, very fraught. Anyway, so Thackeray Williams, that sounds like a really good one. Just to remind you, it's on the 3rd of May, Manana, and it's at Red Libbits Golf Club, which is Sevenoaks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a little coffee morning at Kenwood. We like Kenwood, don't we, Paul?
We certainly do.
It's the monthly Kenwood, and I'll just spell Kenwood because it's Ken Ward, W-A-R-D, not Wood. And it's cakes and savouries available. I'd go just for that. And the next one is Thursday, 25th of May, the day before my birthday, Paul Andrews. Mm. Put that in your diary. I will be in Ibiza. I must let you know my date. Remind me after the show. 10:30 to 3 p.m. No need to book. Just turn up. It's the cafe at Kenwood Trust, Kenwood Road, Yalding, London, M for Mother, E for Egbert, 186, A for Arthur and H for Harry. That's where it is.
I love your phonetic alphabet.
The phonetic alphabet that Jules has is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we once had a listener, an avid listener, who sent me the proper one correctly in when we were at Romney Marsh.
Mm.
I've lost it. I don't know where it is, but I must dig it out somewhere.
Oh, maybe they'll send it in again for
you.
They
might do. Yes, you never know. We've got 1 minute, so I can't read anything I've got because they're all quite long.
Yeah, well, we'll save them for the second half. And we're also going to talk to Joanna in the second half of the show.
You asked me about the seagull.
Tell us about the seagull nicking your fish.
Yeah, it was awful because
You've got 2 minutes.
We've got some lovely kois that were given to us when we built, my new husband built a pond last year. And we've had fine. We haven't had a net on it. And we've got some decoy owls, you know, pretend ones. And because we've got egrets near us. But apparently our garden is too small for an egret to land. So we're told by ornithologists. And we haven't had any trouble. And then I threw a burnt poppadom onto a flat roof because my new husband was burning poppadoms in the fryer, the ninja, what it was called, the air
fryer. 1 minute.
He was burning poppadoms. And the whole kitchen got acrid, and I hate an acrid kitchen. It was all in my hair. So I opened the window, and we got a flat roof from our kitchen. Our kitchen's first floor. So I threw out this burnt acrid poppadom in a rage. And this seagull came on the flat roof, and obviously, big one, really huge seagull, he obviously then spied the pond.
Mm. Right.
And then my new husband went down, and there'd been a massacre. So there was one goldfish with its guts out on the lawn that I'd nearly cut. And then another one that was damaged that was in the pond.
Just put a net over it.
And then another one. Well, we have, but, you know, the net's not very nice, is it? It's black. And it's
It's the only way you'll keep them alive.
Yeah, but isn't that awful? He didn't actually eat them. He just took guts out of one and left it on the lawn. Yeah. He didn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, well, your fish were ill anyway. They all had... They all had fin bloat.
But they'd recovered.
They don't. They just turned over on the other side.
One had recovered. They were playing dead, and then the next minute they're doing
They were trying to fool the seagull, weren't they?
Yeah. So one, my husband's done 3 marine burials. Marine burials he does.
Yeah,
goes down all sad with it in a little bag.
It's my pond in my garden. You've seen my pond.
Yeah.
When I first moved in there, I stocked it with green tench. And every single one of them was...
A load of Romanians came around, hadn't
they? No. It was a heron. It was a heron.
Yeah.
We had a heron move in, and the heron had the lot out of that pond.
I know. Yeah but at least he ate them. This seagull just
I don't know what he did. I wasn't there. I don't know what he did
with
them.
Well, they would eat them.
He might have sold them down the market, for all I know.
For a few Romanians, for their Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one had like, mangled it on the lawn, and then left the other one stabbed in the pond. And then one, I don't know where the other one went, but there were definitely 3, and it was a marine burial.
Anyway, I've had enough of that. It's time for us to join the newsroom.
Tales.
Yeah. When we come back, we've got a fantastic guest to